Seventh grade social studies, Mr. Pierce. Grade 7, Louisiana Purchase Review. The Louisiana Purchase has been described as the greatest real estate deal in history. In 1803, the United States government purchased the Louisiana Territory from Napoleon I of France for 60 million francs, or about $15 million. $11,250,000 was paid directly, and the remainder was covered by French debts to the U.S. citizens. The Louisiana Purchase was consummated in order to secure free navigation of the Mississippi River. President Jefferson sent two negotiators, James Monroe and Robert Livingston, to France to convince Napoleon I to sell the city of New Orleans. Time was of the essence because many viewed Napoleon's acquisition of the Louisiana Territory as a means to invade the United States. Surprisingly, Napoleon offered not only New Orleans, but the entire Louisiana Territory for sale. Because a constitutional amendment authorizing the acquisition would take too long, and because Napoleon wanted the deal finalized quickly, Jefferson held the issue to a vote. Americans overwhelmingly voted in favor of purchasing Louisiana Territory. Its 800,000 square mile area quickly doubled the size of the United States. Soon after the acquisition, Jefferson sent Meriwether Lewis and William Clark on an expedition through the new lands in which hundreds of new animals were discovered, as well as Native American tribes en route to the Pacific Ocean. Number 1. What was surprising about the Louisiana Purchase? A. Thomas Jefferson sent Lewis and Clark to explore it. B. Napoleon offered New Orleans and the entire Louisiana Territory. C. Americans overwhelmingly supported the purchase. Or D. It was called the greatest real estate deal in history. Number 2. Which of the following was not true? A. The Louisiana Territory doubled the size of America. B. The Louisiana Purchase was made so that America could secure free navigation to the Pacific Ocean. C. The United States government purchased the Louisiana Territory for $15 million. Or D. Thomas Jefferson believed a constitutional amendment would take too long. Number 3. What are negotiators as used in the following sentence? President Jefferson sent two negotiators, James Monroe and Robert Livingston, to France to convince Napoleon I to sell the city of New Orleans. A. People who are sent to other countries. B. People who bring gifts to the leaders of other countries. C. People who serve in the military. Or D. People who try to make the best deals possible. Number 4. What was the effect of the Louisiana Purchase? Circle all that apply. A. Lewis and Clark documented the Native Americans and wildlife of the region. B. The United States became a much larger country. C. Napoleon Bonaparte wanted the deal to be finalized quickly. Or D. A constitutional amendment was eventually made. Number 5. Number 5. Why was the timing of the Louisiana Purchase so important? Some believe that Napoleon would invade the United States through the Louisiana Territory. B. It was important that Lewis and Clark began their journey. C. The United States needed to find a way to the Pacific Ocean as soon as possible. Or D. The French debt to American citizens was growing. Number 6. Why did the Americans originally want to purchase New Orleans? A. To find a path to the Pacific Ocean. C. They preferred not to negotiate with Napoleon. C. To have full navigation of the Mississippi River. Or D. So that Lewis and Clark could explore the Louisiana Territory. 7. Why is the Louisiana Purchase sometimes called the greatest real estate deal in history? A. Because the United States acquired a lot of land for a big price. B. Because the United States acquired a small amount of land for a big price. C. Because the United States acquired a small amount of land for a little price. Or D. Because the United States acquired a lot of land for a little price. Next page. Lewis and Clark and the Depth Tour, Part 1. Introduction. Imagine this. Your arms are numb from fighting the raging current of the Missouri River for 8 hours each day. Your life and the lives of every member of the expedition are threatened by hostile Native Americans. You've endured a winter in which soul-piercing temperatures regularly fell to negative 45 degrees Fahrenheit, not including the wind. Vicious animals such as grizzly bears and rattlesnakes and thundering herds of buffalo were constant threats. Torrential rains threatened to wash out the expedition, and rock-sized hailstones relentlessly pounded on you from above. Scorching temperatures during arduous summer portages tested every fiber of your being. Fleas, lice, and dense swarms of mosquitoes sucked away your blood. Needle-sharp spines from pesky, prickly pears seemingly destined to pierce your feet did their job and destroyed your moccasins at the same time. Miles and miles of towering snow-capped mountains stood in your way. Crossing them would result in frostbite, near starvation, and hopeless realization that the ranges might never end, and you may die, lost forever among the rocky peaks and snowdrifts. Finally, after you manage to survive and endure all the hardship and physical and mental challenges, and at the climax of an epic journey, you spend an entire winter devoid of sunshine, soaked by an unrelenting cold rain in a 50-square-foot heated cabin with at least 40 other people. Does this sound like an epic dystopian novel or movie that sounds incredible? This journey was every bit as amazing as those from The Hunger Games or Divergent, except it was real. It was the reality of any of the 42 members of the Corps of Discovery, Coop to Discovery, in the Lewis and Clark adventure. Can you imagine? In 1804 to 1806, Lewis and Clark journey was a real-life adventure story that could rival any in fiction or nonfiction today. It is the story of adventure and discovery, of reunion and redemption, and perseverance and innovation. Over the course of 2 years, William Clark, Meriwether Lewis, and 40 other pioneers traversed and mapped the unexplored Louisiana territory by boat and by foot, and documented over 300 new species of animals and plants, as well as numerous Native American groups. Miraculously, only one member of the Coop of Discovery died during the two-year journey, and he died of a burst appendix early in the journey. Learn all about this amazing true story by taking the MrNewsBomb.com epic journey of Lewis and Clark. Lewis and Clark in Depth, Part 2, Forming the Coop of Discovery. On May 14, 1804, the westward journey of Meriwether Lewis, William Clark, and 38 hunters, cooks, and frontiersmen began at St. Charles on the shores of the Missouri River. Lewis was chosen by Thomas Jefferson to explore the western lands acquired in the Louisiana Purchase. Lewis then turned to William Clark to accompany him and recruit him, who would be beneficial to the expedition. Together, the travelers would be referred to as the Coop of Discovery. Goals of the expedition included charting new animals and plants, documenting the different Native American groups of the region, and to find a water passage to the Pacific Ocean known as the Northwest Passage. Lewis and Clark, summer of 1804, Independence Day. The Coop traveled on average 20 miles per day against the current of the Missouri River. On May 20th, the expedition sailed past La Charrette, the last white settlement on the Missouri River. On July 4th, the expedition celebrated the first Independence Day west of the Mississippi River. To salute the young burst nation, the cannons from keelboats were fired, and a creek near present-day Archinson, Kansas, was named Independence Creek. Did you know? Because the Missouri River rises east of the Continental Divide, the Coop of Discovery was forced to travel against the current of the mighty Missouri River until they reached the divide in the Rocky Mountains. At 2,341 miles in length, the Missouri River is considered the longest river in the United States. The death of Charles Floyd. On August 3rd, the Coop encountered Native Americans for the first time, the Yankton, Sioux, and the Great Plains near present-day Omaha, Nebraska. The Yankton, Sioux, were presented with various medals and flags that were told of their great father to the east, Thomas Jefferson. On August 20th, Kentucky frontiersman Charles Floyd died, most likely of a burst appendix brought on by appendicitis. Amazingly, Floyd's death would prove to be the only death on the entire two-year expedition. A funeral for Floyd was held on the bluff overlooking the Missouri River. The location was named Floyd's Bluff in his honor. Although appendicitis is usually diagnosed by doctors today before the appendix burst, in Floyd's time, appendicitis was invariably fatal. Lewis and Clark in Depth Tour Part 3. The Teton Sioux Territory. New animals and plants. As the Coop entered the Great Plains, new animals previously unknown, such as the coyote and antelope, were recorded for the first time. In addition, it was in South Dakota where Lewis and Clark first recorded large herds of buffalo that came to be symbolize the Great Plains. Tensions with the Teton Sioux. As the Coop sailed north, they met up with the Teton Sioux Indians near present-day Perry, South Dakota. The Teton Sioux had previously been documented as powerful and aggressive by French fur traders and often required payments or tributes to traders or other native groups for safe passage up the river. When the Coup first encountered the Teton Sioux, they attempted to demonstrate power and might by firing one of their air guns and parading in uniform. The Teton Sioux, however, were neither frightened nor impressed and demanded one of the Coup's boats as a toll for moving farther up the river. A fight nearly ensued, but was defused by the diplomacy of the chief named Black Buffalo, after the Coop of Discovery offered tobacco as a tribute. For three more anxious days, the expedition stayed with the tribe, where there were celebrations, misunderstandings, and overall lack of communication, as neither side properly understood the other. During this time, William Clark took detailed notes about the Teton Sioux, remarking that they were generally thin and ill-looking in appearance. He also took notes describing a scalp dance performed by the tribe after a war victory over the rival Omahas.